We'd just appreciate if you could keep it, you know,
very short.
Couple minutes.
Okay. I just wonder if...
Could you state your name?
My name is Randy Sollenberger. I live at 1400 South Johnson McComb. And I just have a question. Is there any evidence that there is any illegal activity that is happening now in relation to wildlife? Is there any proof that any illegal activity will happen? Or is there speculation based on what happens other places? And, you know, do we need more regulations? It seems to me like we're trying to have a cure where there's no illness. And, you know, I think we're a society that's plenty regulated. And if there's, I mean, we have roadside checks, right, that can take care of people who have DUIs. And, you know, that happens regularly. And, I mean, let's face it, there are DUIs every night of the week in Macomb if we want to be concerned about criminal activity. And so, you know, I'm just thinking it looks like we already assume that illegal activity is going to take place when there is no evidence that it has, because if it had, certainly the police would have paid attention to it by now. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
My name's Diane Mayfield. I live at 202 East Campbell Street in Tennessee, Illinois. And I bring concerns as someone who has worked for the last 33 years with individuals who have become victimized because of adult entertainment businesses. I work with victims of sexual assault, child sexual abuse, and domestic violence, as well as stalking. My concern is that adult entertainment venues are exceedingly drawing individuals in to allow the not just the objectification of women, but specifically the sexual objectification of women. In doing that, we are making the dancers, the entertainers that are there, specifically not subjects, not people who are directing their own lives, but they are objects. In working with individuals throughout these entertainment venues, sadly, most of this time was spent in the Missouri and Kansas area rather than here in Illinois. I have worked with individuals who have been victimized not only by the management and ownership of these venues, but also the individuals who attend, both male and female. There's verbal degradation, there's name calling, and there's also physical violence towards them. We see that it often leads to other behaviors, not only towards these women, but then the individuals who attend also take that behavior into their homes. There is a strong link between individuals who use pornography and adult entertainment venues and domestic violence, especially when it comes to sadistic sexual violence. And we also see that sometimes with children being victimized. So my concern is, obviously it's here, it's present. But whatever we can do to help lessen the effect on our community, on the neighborhood around it, because we often know also that crime increases in neighborhoods around these venues. Not just crimes against the people who are working there, but also crimes against the patrons, crimes against the neighborhood members. So, you know, my concern is, as I was saying, it's already here. We're not going to be able to get rid of it, but there is great potential to lessen the probability that someone else will come in. We need to look at how we are caring for those citizens who do not necessarily have a voice in our community. Thank you.
Thank you.
place.
Anyway, can you tell me what's the process now? There's an ordinance that you've been asked to consider. So now what happens? Can you explain the county's process to me? Maybe I'm the only one that doesn't know it, but I doubt it.
Well, there's some that I can explain, and then there's some that we may have to. There's some that's a work in progress, plus I'm one of 21, so I can't speak for everybody. But the ordinance that I don't know if you've seen is a draft from 2009, and it kind of incorporates every possible thing you could put in an adult use ordinance. It's not a finished product. And there's, I would imagine there's a few members of the board that haven't had a chance to review it all. But law and legal would probably be the first step. We all have to review it and then decide what stays and what goes. Then if it's the will and pleasure of everybody on law and legal, if we have a finished product that we all agree on, then it would go to the full board for their consideration, when the full board then decides that there's nothing objectionable in there, then it would be voted in. And there were some concerns tonight among some board members that there's a lot of things in there that we would have our state's attorney look at to make sure that everything's, even though he wrote it, he did put together a lot of different aspects of different ordinances from other places, and so it's not a finished product.
And what's your time frame, since you say somebody, that some of the board members haven't read something that was proposed in 09?
Well,
what's your time frame now?
Some
this
of us
is
weren't.
2014.
And trust me, I understand your frustration. I wasn't here in 2009, and there's also some others that weren't here in 2009, and so this is the first we've seen it. So there's going to be, we have another law and legal meeting in April where we could potentially take action on it if we all agreed that it was a suitable piece of ordinance. So if you're asking me how quick, I don't know for sure, because I don't control by myself the speed at which things travel. There's 21 of us here. And so...
Well, but you must have a set of rules, for lack of a better name. You don't? I mean, is that another example of what the county doesn't have?
Well, I don't know that I would say we don't have rules, but we understand there's a sense of urgency from the public, and we get that, but we also don't want to give you a shoddy piece of
legislation. No, I'm not saying that's my comment.
No. But
if something is presented,
you're
today,
asking me how fast it goes, and I'm telling you I'm not for sure, but we would potentially have a chance to review it between now and next month, and if it could be as early as next month, if everybody was on board with that, then it could be passed the full board. But I hate to. I alone don't make that decision.
You have no written time frame.
No.
I'm basing on what has previously happened. So usually when we get presented with something, we review it. The next month we tweak it, and if everything's okay, then the full board gets a look at it.
Yeah, and can I ask one last question?
Sure.
When I was here at the other board meeting, there was a thing about cell phones, that you'd be held in contempt of court. So the two that I've heard, now those people will be subject to that? The lady in the red sweater and somebody else that's phone over there.
Wow.
That just means they're going to buy pizza later.
That's right. They're
all for everybody in the world?
That's right. Thank you for your comment. Is there any other public comment this evening?
I just want to say that, you know, I'm proud to be an American. I'm proud I'm from Illinois. And I hope I can continue to be proud to be from McDonough County and not be embarrassed to say, oh, I'm from McDonough County, and hang my head in shame. And I hope that the board members all do the right thing for our citizens here and keep it a nice county, a nice place to live. And people want to come here and not think, oh, I don't want to go there because they have this kind of stuff going on, and I don't want to be a part of that, so I'm going to move to a different county that has regulations. That's all.
Okay, yeah, well, I'm proud to be an American too, and I'm proud to live in Montgomery County, and I'm proud to live in Macomb. I went somewhere else, and I came back, okay? I mean, I love this town, I love WIU, and I think of it as my home, and I love America, and I love the Constitution, and so I am just asking that the board just does something that is in accord with the constitutions of the state of Illinois and the United States of America, and that's all I have to say. Thank you.
I don't think it's so much like, oh, we want to carry Bishop Macomb, if you skip my address. I don't want to say it's like a violation of First Amendment rights or anything like that, but I believe that the ordinance would help regulate some of the illegal activity that could take place in establishments that don't have the 4-foot rules and don't have the VIP rooms that people can pretty much do anything they want in there. And as a police officer in this area, yeah, many of you guys don't have to deal with that kind of criminal activity or the DUIs or other things that go on. And also as a parent, yes, I don't want my daughter growing up and dealing with and seeing all the illegal activity. Now, again, like I said, I'm all about First Amendment, you know, speech rights and everything, but when it brings other criminal activity into it, that's where I'd like to draw the line. So thank you for your time.
Thank you for your time. Just to wrap up public comment, I think I can speak for all of us. When you all show up to make comments, that makes our job easier. I mean, we do really appreciate the comments because it's a lot easier to make decisions on these things when we have some guidance from all of you, and I appreciate all the hard work you've done to get letters and come in and speak in public forum. You have a statement, sir?
Can I speak?
Your name?
Miller. Mike Miller.
Okay.
From Macomb, Illinois. I'm all about America, starting a business. That's what this country was founded on. There was no laws that regulated, said it couldn't be built. It was. I'll put myself way out there. I've had frequently these establishments pretty much most of my life. I have never seen any more criminal activity at all in them places because they're so highly regulated that what you can do in there, you're out. No more than I have seen more bar fights in anything in a bar than I ever have in one of these types of clubs. They do not contribute to no more crime than any other place. They can be regulated by the police force. I just think they have a right to exist. They do all over the country. The girls dance because that's what they want to do. It's not against the law. They have the choice to or not to. They should be able to exercise their freedom of what they want to do. This is the career that they chose. It's accepted all over the country. And I understand everybody's, because we finally got one, and I understand the concerns about it. Okay?
Thank you for your comments.
Can I say something?
Well, I wouldn't done.
This will be our last comment.
My name is Georgia McGuire. She's the closest to it. I'm the next closest to this establishment. On something he said here, he said they can be regulated. It can be, with the police and the county sheriff's department and so forth. Yes, and then that requires more man hours, more cost to the county, more cost to the county taxpayers. And this establishment was established and is drawing we're drawing no income off of it to pay for any of this. So that's where my concern is. It's going to come more out of my pocket to regulate something that maybe part of, I have not seen the potential ordinance. But there should be some sort of guidance about at least some taxpayer money going back from that, or some revenue from that back to the taxpayers.
Thank you for your comment. Okay, at this time, County Board Chairman, do you have any comment?
I'd just like to reiterate what you said and thanking the public for coming out. We appreciate your opinions, and we will take this matter under advisement. Thank you very much.
And thank you all for coming and waiting, I know, a very long time out front before we got back in. and we will, this is something we'll be working on.